Lord, we are grateful unto you this evening. We thank you very much for bringing us from various places of work and school and business centers to gather at your feet this evening for this midweek prayer meeting. Thank you very much, O Lord, for the rain that fell in the afternoon. And all that was gathering, you, Lord, our God, you have already stopped it. But just some of your people still on their way. Thank you for this gathering this evening. Thank you so much, O Lord, for all that you did for us. On Sunday, the services, right from the Sunday school, we pray, O Lord, our God in heaven, may the blessings ever remain permanent in the lives of each and every one of us. May the evil bed of the enemy not find any way to devour these things out of our life. Lord, may you quicken the same in our soul. We have come again this evening for more blessings. Say, we are two or three are gathered together in my name, there within their midst. You don't come in the midst of your people as an onlooker, as a spectator, or as a recording angel. You come to bless, you come to save, you come to heal, you come to deliver. You come to give us more rapturing faith. Help us this evening. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the grace of God and the song service. Thank you for the entire congregation. Thank you for the spirit to worship you, O Lord, in truth and acceptable. Blessed be your name. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you will take man out of the way. Help us at this hour. Come and glorify your name. Come and magnify your word. Show yourself present in our midst. Bless the saints everywhere, all over the country, in all the nations of the world. If our Father dear me has been rounding up, may the grace of God bring him back home safely, Lord. Help the church, Lord, your servant left behind at Sabele. May your presence be with them, O Lord. Thank you, our Father. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us to be able to pray. Speak, O Lord, our God. Drop something in the heart of somebody here this evening to meet the need of the hour. Thank you, great Jehovah. May your word mix with faith in our heart to heal the sick, to set the captives free, to raise, O Lord, I got more faith in our heart. Help us, O Lord, baptize souls with the Holy Ghost and refill those who have been filled. Thank you, Lord. When we shall believe, you'll be able to say, like Cleopas and his friend on their way to Emmaus, did the heart not burn within us when he was speaking to us along the way? Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you, church. Welcome ourselves to church this evening in the name of the Lord. Shall we please turn in our Bible again this evening into the book of... We are going to just read just one scripture. I'm not going to read the three. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. We read from verses 1 to 9. And Moses answered and said, from verse 1, please. But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, the hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into the bosom, to thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again to the other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken unto the voice of the first sign, that they may believe the voice of this latter sign. Verse 9. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, then that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry ground. Amen. The Lord Jesus add his blessing this evening to his word. Shall we please be seated? Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are grateful unto the Lord for his wonderful grace. Though the church is scanty this evening, whether it is because of the rain, then we pray that God bless us as we are here this evening. Praise be to God. I want us to, in that we have just a limited time, I want us to look at this portion of the message we went through the upper Sunday this evening. Just want to take just two or three paragraphs about the woman, about the widow woman, and Elijah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We all know that Israel has turned away from the Almighty God when Ahab, the weakest of all the kings of Israel in his time of reigning, married a murderer, an idolater, a heathen, Jezebel by name, a murderer. And this woman was the neck that was turning the head of Ahab. And they have turned to worship the idol Baal that this woman brought from her country. And she has silenced all the people of God, the ministers of God, the prophets of God, the priests. And Ahab said, well, religion doesn't mean anything as long as I'm the king. That's why people admonish the oncoming generation that be careful of who you marry. May God help us. And it was too much. And then God has to tell Elijah, go and tell that wicked king. Baba said here, go and tell that wicked king that thus said the Lord, there will be no rain, not even dew, will fall for 3 years, according to my own word, Elijah. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, God put that word into the mouth of Elijah. So he came, he spoke. And after this, God told him, you should go to the mountain. Chariot. And he told him that ravens will bring bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh for him in the evening. And he should stay there and be drinking of the water of that brook. Elijah was there. So there was terrible time in the land of Israel. It was very hot. Trouble in the land. Problem in the land. And then, very hot. And there was this particular woman. But Abba said, she was not part of the sin of the people. And our prophet made us to know here that Elijah was also a sign to this widow woman. While the land was going through famine and drought, no rain, no food, the people are suffering, then this woman, she had just a little handful of meal and a small cruse of oil at home. She had been managing with her son. Brother Van said she was a honorable woman, and she had married. Her husband was dead in the battle of the Lord. She was just managing. And the time came now to last something for him, for her and her son, for her to be there. And then they will both eat the cake, they go and sleep, and that will be the end. But God was working on the other side. Praise be to God. Let me read something here for us before we continue. A true sign that is overlooked. That's the title of the sermon. A true sign that is overlooked. Praise God. So in a paragraph 110 there, what I said, on that dreadful but blistery morning, when an old woolly faced looking fellow, gray hair hanging down his back, walked out there and his bald head shining, leaned over the gate, said, "Bring me a little drink of water." And said, "Beside, bring me a morsel of meal in your hand, a cake." And she hadn't got enough at all. But when she put God first. Are you there? She put God first. Because God showed to Elijah, when Jehovah God stopped the water at the brook, he said, "Lord, why did you stop the water?" He said, "I've commanded, go down to the city. I've commanded the widow woman to sustain you." Then God gave him a vision of how described the building, the fence, things like that. But the Bible said, God does not lead his servants blindly. He leads them in the path of right. Praise the Lord. So when he came, "Oh, Lord, with the vision you showed to me, it's going to be a white building and things like that. There's going to be a woman that will come out to pick sticks." Suddenly, the woman appeared. All the while, this woman had prayed all the night. She had tried to console the son, because the one was crying in agony because of hunger. "Mama, go and look into the pantry. If there's anything that you can give me. Oh, I'm hungry, I couldn't sleep." So just try to pet him and things. And I want to read something here. Brother Bam made us to know here. I will come to it. I will come to that one. Please, can they give us? I want to read something to us here before we continue. Elijah and the midwifery, 60 March day. For the sake of time, please. Paragraph 41. You know, God has a way of answering prayer. Hallelujah. This little woman had lived through. She had not remarried again. She was staying single to meet her husband in glory. She was an honorable woman. Praise the Lord. Weeks. And for weeks, the barrel had been going down. Down. And are continually praying and still looked like there was no hope in sight nowhere. Praise the Lord. 44. And she had met every requirement. She had lived clean. She had lived decent. She lived honorable. And she had met all God's requirements. But looked like God was silent. God does that sometimes to test you, to see what kind of a reaction you will have. Don't forget it. Praise the Lord. Please kindly go to 49. God testing you to show the reaction you have. God tests every 48, please. God tests every son of Abraham like he did Abraham. For we are Abraham's seed. By being dead in Christ, we are Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise. Abraham's seed, that's the spirit that Abraham had. He had the promise given. And if our father trusted God and took a promise, an impossibility, and held on to it for 25 years before it was ever manifested, getting stronger all the time, his seed just like the father. Amen. No matter what happens, when we are prayed for, okay, let's go to 49. 49, please. God tested Job like that. Amen. When Job asked for mercy, offered a sacrifice for his children, the only thing that prophet had was a burnt offering. But that was all God required. Amen. 51. He tried Job and see what kind of a reaction he will find in him. But when he took his sheep, that's God now, and took his oxen, and took his camels, and took his children, God said, I will see what Job says now. Did God help us, church? Job said, the Lord gave, and the Lord taking away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God found, what he had to set up. He had in Job the confidence that God had in Job. He had already to set up. He will not deny me. May God help us, church. You think he will deny me? He will never deny me. I know who Job is. Because God testified of Job. Have you ever considered my servant Job? A man that eschew evil. A man that feared God. Amen. God told Satan, there is none like him on the earth. That is what God wants to have in you and me. Confidence that in any situation, whatever trial, whatever testing, whatever hard time we are passing through in this Christian journey, no matter what, circumstances will not deny our God. You are coming. You are with me a little. Praise the Lord. God testified of truth. Even when Satan anointed his wife, cause God and die now, you are suffering. End it like that. Then you speak like one of the foolish women. Can we receive any good thing from God, not to receive any evil? The Lord giving, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord anyhow. Hallelujah. Prophet said, yeah. And then, when the thunder began to roar, he saw the vision. of the coming of Messiah. As I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. He tested the Hebrew children to 55. He tested the Hebrew children to see what kind of a reaction they will have. They had confessed among the heathen that there was a living God. There was a Jehovah God, and that he was the God, he was God of heaven and God of earth. And he held every soul in his hand. Praise the Lord. So God let them be tested, and they had met all the requirements. They had prayed up and got everything out of the way, and they would not bow down to the king's image. And he heated the furnace 7 times hotter than it ever was. And no doubt that Satan was trying to tell them, this is the end of the road. Brother, sister, we are just reminding ourselves, until God is through with any of his children, there is no premature death for a child of God. May God help us. We have had it thousands of times, several times, and we are still hearing it again. May God help us. Until God is through with you, no sickness, no disease, no affliction, no matter what, let come, let go, what way can take your life. Until God say, I'm through with you. I like the way they talk. Our God is able to deliver us from that fiery furnace. But nevertheless, if he does not, we will not break God's commandments. We will stay true. Let our faith ring out through the years to come, that we stay true to the promise of God. That was the testimony of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. May God help each one of us. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This woman, she had met God's requirement. And it seemed that God was quiet. See that God was silent, prophet said. After she had prayed, she had searched everything, and found out, you know, it was all right with her, and it seemed that God was silent. But prophet said, made us to know that God was working. She didn't know why all this things was happening, why she was praying and things like that. God was working. And she didn't know. And God told his servant, I stopped the brook so that I have commanded the widow woman to feed you. And when he came down, he just leaned on the fence. And saw the woman pick the first stick, pick the second stick. As she was turning back, he called on her, woman, please give me a cup of water to drink. Oh, yes, sir. What was it? She looked at Elijah and found that this was a different man entirely. And while she thought to go and give him the water, she said, when you are coming back, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand also. Oh. Then she turned and said, sir, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I have nothing more at all but a handful of meal, flour, and a cruse of oil. I just knead the flour, and I picked these two sticks, and I'm going to bake it so that me and my son will eat it and die. She didn't know what God was doing. May God help us. But God was working on the other side. But the man said, when Elijah said, God said the Lord, he was not saying maybe, or it might be, it might happen, sister. She spoke with positive mind. God said the Lord, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither the cruse of oil cease, until the day the Lord God Almighty send rain again upon the earth. Hallelujah. But the man said, that is what a believer wants to hear. Church, may God help you. May God help me. Because why? She dished out what she had first to the servant of God. We will not have time because of our time here. Brother Bam said, Christians always give out the last to share with one another. I want to say, that is the attitude of the Pentecostals. May God help us. So, he was not speaking, maybe it might happen, sister, or maybe it might look like it might be. But he spoke positively. He said, thus saith the Lord. Amen. It was a sign to that woman. Now, I want to bring out something here. Listen to the prophet here. And the Bible made us to know that she and he, Elijah, and her house, they ate many days. That's our God we are serving today, my brother, my sister. The same God of Elijah there is the same God of Abraham today. Praise the Lord. Now, after this, remember Elijah was staying with this widow woman. Oh, what a place for a prophet of God, for a minister, for a servant of God, to stay with a widow woman. But that is God's providence. Remember, it was God that commanded her to feed him. After this, I will say, and it came to pass that the son of the mistress of the house was sick, and the sickness was so sore, it was terrible, so much that he had no more breath in him. And that was the end. And then she came to Elijah. Listen, church. What have I got to do with you, oh man of God? Has thou come to bring my sins to memory and to kill my son? Listen to the prophet. This is where we are going. May God help us tonight, church. You face it? Please. Our sermon now. A true sign that is overlooked. Prophet said, she represented the church today. Praise the Lord. With this miracle that God performed in our house, Brother Bam said, that ought to have been enough sign to her. But the prophet said here, she represented the church today. After Elijah stayed with her for a little while, she had a little boy, okay? Now, then, the boy died now. Then what happened? It was a sign to him, to her. But what, as soon as a little disaster comes, quickly, she wants to blame the church for it. Are we getting something? She wanted to blame Elijah. She said, thou man of God, now you've come here to call my sins to my memory and take the life of my son. Then what happened? Elijah took the baby and carried it to where he was staying and just laid upon him and prayed, oh Lord God Almighty. Let's read the scripture. First Kings. Chapter 17. Let's look at from verse 17. All right. Verse 18. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? She recognized him to be a man of God. Praise the Lord. And he performed that miracle in her house. But now, she said, are thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her hand, out of her bosom, and carried him up into the loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the woman with whom I sojourn, by slaying her son, and he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let the child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. Verse 23, and Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto the mother. And Elijah said, see thy son living. Verse 24, and the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. We are serving the same God today, my brother, my sister. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise be to God. She now recognized that, look, the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord in the mouth of Elijah is the truth. And I want us to know here this evening that Brother Abraham said, we mustn't question God in anything. Praise God. We mustn't question God in anything. When the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, after being there for 400 years in bondage, and the promise of God, as we had last Sunday, that God keeps his word, and when the time came now, they rejected, they could not recognize the sign which was Moses that God gave to them to deliver them. And when the time came now, they said, have you come to who had made you a judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Then Moses ran away for another 40 years. He acquired knowledge, he acquired education, 40 years that Pharaoh trained him. And God used that another 40 years to remove all those training from him. And within 5 minutes, he met with God and was a changed person. And when he got to Egypt, he performed all those miracles that God told him, all the place. Now here is where we are going. When they came out of Egypt and they were on their way to the promised land, and the pillar of fire appeared and leading them. Oh, praise the Lord. The Bible made us to know that Pharaoh was pursuing them with his special chosen chariots and horses and captains over every one of them. And when they were going, they were so happy. Oh, now we have come out of bondage. We are on our way to the promised land. And then they looked back and they saw doves flying in the sky. And one of them climbed the mountain and said, what is this? He said, Allah! Pharaoh is pursuing. And in fear, they provoked God. May God help us. Moses, had God brought us into this wilderness to kill us? Are there no grace in Egypt for us to die? Why this wilderness here? Ourselves, our wives, and our children. Well, Abraham said, any little thing, they were weary. They murmur. They complain. But the Bible made us to know here, bear with me. Praise the Lord. The Bible made us to know that he said, God loves to bring trouble. Amen. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews position 59, 07, let me see. 09, 01. Hebrews. Hebrew teaching. 57. September 1. In the evening. But Abraham said, when they came out of Egypt, they were on their way to the promised land. They were so happy. And things like that. Nobody said, could you imagine God's own people, covenant people, God's own sanctified people? God brought trouble along the way with them. Paragraph 138. God loves to bring you in trouble. He loves to put trouble down and see what you do about it. So he just stopped the Red Sea. We know the story. He stopped the Red Sea and then felt okay. But when Moses cried unto the Lord, God parted the sea for them. And they crossed to the other side. And God destroyed Pharaoh. Was that not enough to believe God? Yes! When they were going, God, you may say, God brought them to water, to the water of Mara. You may say, the stench of it is as rotten as a bad egg. It was so terrible. And they cried again, murmuring and complaining. I have said here, Brother Bam said, we should never question God in anything. Whatever situation we find ourselves, as individuals, family, we must never question God. God knows all things. He is sovereign. But he wants to see your reaction. He wants to see my reaction. What we are going to do, may God help us. So he just talked, okay? All right? Because of our time. Give me 143. Give us 143. Paragraph 143. Then what did he do? Look like where? We have one big trial. Bless God. We got over it. We won't have no more. We are on our road to the promised land. And he led them right onto the desert where there was no water. Could you imagine? God, with his sanctified holy people, led them right out into this trap. Then got them out of that trap and led them right out where there is no water. When he could have taken them somewhere where there was water. Why? He could have made a river all the way along. If he wanted to, he could do it. He could have broken every mountain into joy, spouting water 50 feet in the air if he wanted to. Sure, if he did that, it would have been too easy. Oh, I like it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why did God let this happen, Brother Branham? Why did God? God is doing that. Let him alone. Just walk on. That is God's business. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Yes, sir. What difference does it make? Lost all my money, Brother Branham. Well, bless God anyhow. Are you learning? Oh, I did this, and this happened. Storm blew away my house. Bless God anyhow. The Lord gave, and the Lord taking away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just keep walking on. It is all to the glory of God. God knows what he is doing. Some through the waters. Some through the flood. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. Come in, please. Come down to something. So what are we saying, church? Whatever we come on our way in this Christian journey, But the Bible says we should never query God. If you have been doing that, it is time for you to repent. May God give us grace, my brother, my sister. Because why? God tests, God tries every son that belongs unto God. Don't forget that every child that comes to God must be child trained. Must be to prove what Baba said, this is a proving ground for you and me. So whatever we are passing through, God knows all about it. Amen and amen. May God help us, church. God bless you. Trials will come. Testings will come. Trouble will come. No matter what, persecution on our way. But are we ready to stay true with the word of God? Or are we going to back down and say, no, maybe I made a mistake? You didn't make a mistake. Church, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. On the account of that tonight, let us stop here. May God bless our soul. Don't forget that, you know, whatever you are passing through in this Christian journey, God knows all about it. He will not let any trouble, or any trial, any temptation, any testing that is too much for us that we cannot be able to bear to come our way. He knows all things. He is sovereign. He is the Almighty God. He has all power. God Almighty is infinite. Things you don't know, things I don't know, God knows about it. But the thing is, in this Christian journey, don't forget that, you know, God tries you. He tries every believing child of God. Amen and amen. Upon all that happened to Job, Job did not give up. Job did not see with his mouth, nor charge God foolishly. He did not curse God with his mouth. May God help us, church. And that's why God could ask Satan, where have you been? I've been so to this place, for that place. Have you considered my servant Job? A man that is perfect, a man that feared God, a man that eschewed evil. And the only thing that God required was that burnt offering. Upon that burnt offering still, God took away his oxen, he took away his sheep, he took away his goats, he took away his cattle, he took away his children. Within less than 24 hours. Within even few hours. And he knew that he has not sinned. The Bible said, this woman knew that, you know, she had not done anything wrong. She met God's own requirement. The Bible said, when you really meet God's requirement, and seem that, you know, you don't see answer coming, or you don't see any change in whatever you are passing through, know that it is time, it is God testing you. Church, may God bless our soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These few things, let it sink deep down into our heart. I don't know for whosoever it may concern. This evening, let us bow our heads. God is still God. He does not change. And he will not change. You don't have time to read certain things here for us. But a few broken words. Let's just take note of it in our individual life. Because you don't know what is ahead tomorrow. I don't know what's ahead tomorrow. But God knows all things. What I'm going to pass through is going to be different from what I'm going to pass through. You may think that, you know, if somebody is sick in our midst, and we have been praying, and nothing is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. To you, you may only see with ordinary eye, with physical eyes, but something is happening. That is it, that, you know, the more we pray, then the more things get worse, God answers prayer. is never a failure. He is a covenant-keeping God. Job did not charge God foolishly, nor sin with his mouth. We see the end of Job. We see the grace of God. We see the mercy and the goodness of the Lord unto Job. Every son that cometh unto God must be tested, chastised, or else. If we continue to murmur and complain, the Bible says you are bastards and not children. Things may be getting harder and harder. Oh, this woman said, oh Lord, I've prayed. My faith has never failed at any time. I don't know why things are happening to me like this. And she was not ready to give up. The conclusion is, whatever is happening to me now, I know that the Bible says all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Thou knowest, Lord. The testimony of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is written for you and me today. The testimony of old men of old is written for you and me today. So that we know how to guide our footsteps. The steps of the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. I want to call upon the pastor to come and ask his blessing upon this few words on our soul.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful to thee for making a way for us to see another midweek. Thank you for guiding our steps to come to thy house, to sit at your feet, to learn more of you. We thank you for the storehouse where you have caused your word to be stored for us. And from it, Lord, each time we come, we are fed from it. Professor Darian Lee's rapturing faith. Thank you for men of old that has gone before us. All that they went through, trials, testings, trouble, problems, things that you allow to come their way so as to see how their reaction will be. We thank you for the way they reacted, especially those that were mentioned, few of them that were mentioned. They serve as our examples. As we travel through this life journey, whatever you permit to come our way, Heavenly Father, may you help us. We don't want to chide you foolishly. We don't want to talk foolishly. We don't want to talk like unbelievers will talk. May we know that your love for us is in the beloved. Help us, Heavenly Father. The children on the altar, there are those who did come to the altar. None of us as mortal. Each time we call, whether we raise our hand, we don't raise our hands. We are all needy. Yes, we are all needy. You are the only one that doesn't need nothing. As for we are all needy. Our needs may differ from person to person. Whatsoever those needs are, Heavenly Father, condition us, O God, to act and react in our behavior, in our actions, in the things that we do, O Master, to wait upon you patiently until you bring your perfect will to full manifestations in our individual lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Whatever you permit to come, sir, wait, there is no reason for it. The prophet said you will be the author of confusion, but we know you are not. So there is a purpose where you permit things to cross our path. May you help us, O God, to believe you, to serve you, regardless of what comes, so that, O God, that the enemy my God certainly be put to shame. Thank you, Father. Inspire us again tonight to pray as we come and set. Take all the glory and honor. Replenish your servant for the virtue that has led to. Take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Our gracious Father, we thank you very much for your presence with us and your blessings in this midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful unto you for your word that you have heard, Lord, in continuation of the message to your son that is overlooked. We thank you for all that you have taught us tonight through your word. Master Jesus, we ask, O God, that your spirit will expatiate those things in our heart, give us revelation of the same. When in our journey in life we are at the end of them, may your spirit bring them to our memory and give us the ability to be able to do that which is your perfect will. Thank you, dear Father. May the blessings abide with us, and Lord, may the evil one not succeed to pick any of those blessings out of our hearts. Thank you, Father. We are grateful unto you for the opportunity to pray unto you tonight, Lord, which we are told that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, prayer, O God, not only in church, but at home, night and day. Give us the grace to pray and to believe your promises, O God. Have your way, Father. Lord, once again, those brethren, O God, are in the hands of those kidnappers, we ask that the pillar of fire, Lord, we be among them, O God, and Lord, that they will come out with testimonies to the glory of your name. Remember the sick and the afflicted. We remember Paul Coley that we put prayer requests for in the church WhatsApp group. We pray you perfect, he said, dear Father. And as many as are sick, those that we are praying for tonight and those we don't even know they are sick, may you touch your children and perfect the health of everyone. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The rest of the week is in your heart. May your grace abide with us. Lord, we trust, O God, that by Friday you bring us, O God, also here to have another time of prayer. Make way for us, dear Father. Bless our garden. Let it draw us closer unto you. And Lord, let our faith be lifted up, O God. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your servant that you have used for the service tonight, may you bless and replenish him for the virtue that has left him. Lift up the horn of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. Thank you, Father. Be with Brother Joseph, who pass in Ogumosho at this time. May your grace abide with him. As he travels to Sapule, the weekend may you also go with him, Father. Lord, thank you for bringing your servant from Bakatari. We are grateful unto you, O God, for your blessings upon your children in that place also. Take us home safely. Give us a peaceful night rest, Lord. Bless our sleep, dear Father. May we wake up strong and healthy in the morning. May your name be glorified. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. We are grateful unto the Lord for bringing us to church for the midweek prayer meeting and the blessings we have received from the same. Let's continue to hold on unto God on behalf of those brethren that God's presence will be with them. It's a time, it's a period. I remember a couple years back when a brother, my Joe of Calabar, was also kidnapped. I think he spent some weeks with those people before he was sent out of the place. We trust that the Lord will do the same thing this way. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? On Friday, by the grace of God, we trust God to gather us for a night vigil, because I think it's been some time we have the privilege for it. So we'll be here by 10 o'clock and then we'll close at the right time. I know he loves me better whatsoever may be. I will follow my Savior. I know he loves me better whatsoever. Yes, I will follow Jesus.
I can shout, hallelujah, I can.